Success is measured by happiness. Consider whether fulfillment of the goal you have chosen will constitute success. What is success? If you possess health and wealth, but have trouble with everybody, including yourself, yours is not a successful life. Existence becomes futile if you cannot find happiness. When wealth is lost, you have lost a little. When health is lost, you have lost something of more consequence. But when peace of mind is lost, you have lost the highest treasure. Success should therefore be measured by the yardstick of happiness, by your ability to remain in peaceful harmony with cosmic laws. Success is not rightly measured by the worldly standards of wealth, prestige, and power. None of these bestow happiness unless they are rightly used. To use them rightly, one must possess wisdom and love for God and man. God does not reward or punish you. He has given you the power to reward or punish yourself by the use or misuse of your own reason and willpower. If you transgress the laws of health, prosperity, and wisdom, you must inevitably suffer from sickness, poverty, and ignorance. However, you should strengthen your mind and refuse to carry the burden of mental and moral weaknesses acquired in past years. Burn them in the fires of your present divine resolutions and right activities. By this constructive attitude, you will attain freedom. Happiness depends to some extent upon external conditions, but chiefly upon mental attitudes. In order to be happy, one should have good health, a well-balanced mind, a prosperous life, the right work, a thankful heart, and above all, wisdom or knowledge of God. A strong determination to be happy will help you. Do not wait for your circumstances to change, thinking falsely that in them lies the trouble. Do not make unhappiness a chronic habit, thereby afflicting yourself and your associates. It is blessedness for yourself and others if you are happy. If you possess happiness, you possess everything. To be happy is to be in tune with God. That power to be happy comes through meditation.